Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
We've gone through the favorites. The guys at the top of that odds list right there for Heisman. Although so far I have no confidence in like anything and any bet at all, even though you were in on Dylan Gabriel. You're braver
just
than
wait
me.
Wait a couple weeks.
Well, it's funny because like,
just wait a couple weeks.
That's what it is because you look at the prices on some of these guys and I'm like, well, yeah, CJ Stroud plus 175 is not worth it to me. And neither is Bryce Young. So you sit here and go, okay, Caleb. I actually feel decent about Caleb Williams and where that price is. I really do believe that that's going to change just given the fact that he's playing at USC. And you've obviously seen it. The amount of money coming in on USC to win the national title right now in the first year Lincoln Riley is there is unbelievable. Like a lot of books have said that that's going to be their biggest liability is USC if they actually win the national championship. So sometimes it's just the hype train more than anything. And if Caleb Williams plays like a Heisman winning quarterback, and then on top of that, he's at USC and they're winning in the first year. Oh, it's all anybody's going to be talking about is Caleb Williams.
It's crazy that a coach who has never won a national title and who has never even been to a championship game is taking a lot of money to go to a championship game and then win a national title in his first year with a team who has no defense. I mean, it's really like there's a chance USC's awesome. Of course there is. I would be much more willing. Like what is more likely, 11-1 or 9-3? I would vote for 9-3 every single time.
Yeah,
and I'd feel very confident in doing that. And I'm not saying 6-6. Like, I'm not telling you this thing's going to blow up. It's almost impossible that it does. You'd need multiple injuries. One of them to the quarterback. But, like, 9-3 is, like, 9-3 as, like, a start of this is good. And it won't be perceived as, like, that's fine. But it won't be perceived as fine.
It was horrible last year. Yeah. They were terrible last year. All right,
they won six games and they allowed like 940 points to UCLA. UCLA, I think had like, I actually think they, what was it? 62-14, 62-24, something like that. The final score of that. I mean, just like embarrassing, like actually embarrassing. And that's not what this year will be, but how high will, I mean, I don't know how high they'll go. Like, could they be awesome? Sure. We've basically never seen this type of team assembled. Coach, quarterback, best receiver in the country, just for fun, and not recruits. Like, they've actually already done it at this level. That's the uncommon part. Teams get huge recruits all the time. A couple of the guys we're going to talk about next are huge recruits. So, yeah, just it'll be interesting to see it play out. That's all. I know we got a lot of other Heisman guys to get to. So, more stay tuned on that one. More to come.
I am gonna throw this out real quick. You have to bet one or the other.
Okay.
Will Anderson winning the Heisman or USC winning the national championship? You have to bet
Will one. Anderson winning. Will Anderson winning the Heisman. Definitely.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah, and neither one of them is likely, but that
correct.
At least makes more sense to go that way.
Yeah, they could both happen.
We spent a lot of time.
Happen? Parlay.
Oh, I'm gonna actually get on.
God, man, it must pay a million.
Parlay
to
that real
no
fast.
Yeah,
I'd love to see what that actually would price out at.
Yeah, right,
we
not
spent
enough,
a lot of time talking.
The answer, not
yet. Right. Not enough to make it actually happen. What about just a sprinkle? I'll put a little sprinkle on it. We spent plenty of time talking about quarterbacks, though. There's a tier of running backs I know that you want to get to. There's a couple in there that really intrigue me. One is one of my sleeper picks that I've been talking about all summer.
Yeah.
But I know there's three in here that you are certainly interested in as well.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah.
Mustardson, yes.
The three running backs that are priced in the same tier, basically wherever you look, and this is going to depend on your sports book, but at Bet Rivers, they're priced similarly. Jahmyr Gibbs, who people don't know is transfer from Georgia Tech. He's the starting running back for Alabama this year. We'll see if he starts. If he's like a three down running back, I think that's like TBD, but he's 20-1 and he's awesome. Bijan Robinson from Texas, who had monster games last year. They weren't good enough, but if they are good enough this year and he has monster games again, okay, cool. 20-1. And then Travion Henderson from Ohio State at Bet Rivers is 25-1. I think that there is a really, really big opportunity to make a valuable bet. 25 is you're in the neighborhood. I'll just tell you, like, there's 40s right now on Travion Henderson. This is my favorite bet on the board right now to win the Heisman. And it's weird because it's not a quarterback. So I will probably get laughed at by people. And that's fine. Cool. No problem.
See, no. You said I was probably not on the same wavelength as you. That is exactly the name I had in mind.
Okay. That's good.
I was right there with
at him. A big, big price. So like the team success is the easiest case on earth to make. They're going to be amazing. How much of the credit goes to Stroud and how much goes to Smith and Jigba, which probably won't be very much, and how much goes to him? That's a problem. Vote splitting, not even vote splitting, just credit splitting is problematic. But you lose Garrett Wilson and Olave, and we kind of just like assume this is business as usual is kind of interesting. I'm sure Marvin Harrison Jr. is awesome. I mean, his name's Marvin Harrison Jr. He's probably pretty awesome. So like, it's probably going to be fine, but just like, you know, really? And the opportunity, in addition to just the fact that Travion Henderson's awesome, that's like, let's start there. He's the starting running back for potentially the best team in the country, maybe the second best team in the country. That's pretty cool. Broke a ton of freshman yet records last year, broke Maurice Clarett's freshman touchdown record at Ohio State. He was pretty good. There's a ton of hype. So like his name is kind of already out there. There's two things that really, I think, like seal this for me for being a valuable bet though. In addition to all that other stuff, like checks every box, plays for like potentially the number one team, going to win plenty of games, going to have plenty of eye popping statistical games, potentially going to score a million points this season. The two things that I think really help here are opportunity and reason for improvement. So reason for improvement, Henderson basically like didn't play his senior year of high school, like basically with it. I believe he was injured. It was during the pandemic too, like sat out. And as a result, a lot of stories have come out that his conditioning was atrocious, basically going into last year. And he would be, he was amazing early in the season and then had a couple games late in the year where they really had to like monitor his carries. He was gassed on the sideline. Like he admitted this offseason that was like a huge downside to missing a bunch of time and like not really being in football shape is that he was awesome, but like couldn't be like a bell cow kind of a running back. They didn't really need him to be that too, to be fair. And they had a stable of running backs, but like, I think there's like a really strong optimism that like if you get him in perfect football shape for a year and he wants to kind of be that guy that gets a million carries, I think there's a really good reason to believe that like his conditioning is going to be like lights out different from last year to this year. And in the biggest games of the season where you would want those Heisman moments, that's actually something that you could really see improving year over year. I'm sure there are other players for whom that's true, but it's not highly publicized. This one, we know it. Like, we know it's better. We know there's a reason for improvement because we can just read the quotes about it. Other players, I'm sure that's true too. We just don't know. We just have to guess. This one, we don't have to guess. I think it's like a really good reason to believe just literally his performance this year can be better because he's can be a different player. Conditioning wise, opportunity, you know, for some bad news for Ohio State is kind of created by lack of running backs now on the roster who can cut into his carries. Jahmyr Gibbs is awesome for Alabama. He might be insanely good. Everyone's raving about him. They also got all of their injured running backs from last year back. And Saban hasn't always been a feature back guy when it's like a lot of reliable, trustworthy options. I don't know that Gibbs is going to be like Derrick Henry from a usage standpoint. That's what I would worry about the most. And you can be like, well, what about Travion Henderson? Well, there were two primary players. Ohio State had four scholarship running backs on their roster. One of them is a freshman who's not going to play. Three of them were expected to like be in the mix. Travion would get the most work, but like this is problematic the same way Jahmyr Gibbs is problematic in terms of like his timeshare, right? And Mayan Williams is one of them, who's like a really good running back who's still on the roster. And Evan Pryor was another guy who Ohio State was like really fired up about. A lot of the coaches were really excited about. Evan Pryor is hurt and he is now out for the season. And that happened yesterday. So the Ohio State literally has three scholarship running backs on their roster. And Mayan Williams is the backup to Travion Henderson. And then that's basically it. So like the path to high usage with improved conditioning, an awesome talented player going from year one to year two, and more availability to score touchdowns is like a home run here, basically, honestly. So like, I know running backs don't win this that often anymore, and it's the quarterback who throws for 900 touchdowns, and there are plenty of those that might actually be pretty good bets. Like, I actually think Dylan Gabriel is, like, not a terrible bet right now. I think there's a couple other guys further down you can make the case for. The guys at the top could have seasons like that. Caleb Williams could have a season like that. But if you were going to go running back, which I would almost never do, there's only one in this entire list of 700 players that I would ever bet on, and it's this guy, because there are things that are, like, fundamentally different that I don't think are being priced in. Like, I think his likelihood of winning is much better than Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. Much better. And it's not being priced like that. So, like, I think he has to be the number one running back on the board now with the injury and with everything we know about the teams coming into the season. So, more time on that than anything else. Bijan's fine. It's just, is Texas going to win 10 games a lot of the time? When was the last time Texas won 10 games, by the way? Like, it's been a bit. It's been a little while. Yeah. So, like, that's the tough part. He's awesome enough to win. It's just, is the team going to win enough? And then Gibbs, I worry about the timeshare more than I worry about it with Travion Henderson, even though you could argue like Alabama's offensive line is better or they're going to run it better than Ohio State is. I worry about that more with him than with Henderson. So especially with the injury to Pryor yesterday, I'm just like it can't be 40. Like it just, it's not possible. I mean, just like, and the opportunity for the accumulation of stats is just as good for him basically. And as it is for CJ Stroud, if you're telling me he's like the feature back basically from now until the end of the year. So weird to bet a running back. I know. I get it. I understand. I will accept all criticism. It's a quarterback award now, but I think this is like a rare opportunity with Stroud, like so low priced. Bryce Young, I think, like really unlikely to win. There's kind of like a vacuum here, maybe, where like a really, really dominant player on one of the two special teams this year, which are Alabama and Ohio State, could win. Maybe some people think that's Will Anderson. That's cool. Maybe some people think it's Gibbs. Sure, I disagree. But I'll go with the longest price and somebody with some opportunity. So Travion fits that for me for sure. I want to make sure we got that a lot of time for that question.
Yeah, Derrick Henry, last running back to win it back in 2015. And then it was Mark Ingram, both of them from Alabama. Yep. Not a lot of running backs anymore. It really is obviously a quarterback award. Although Jahmyr Gibbs, to see what he does in Alabama's offense with Nick Saban and the success that running backs have had there before, I cannot wait to see what he does.
He's awesome.
And it may be one of those where Saban doesn't necessarily start off with him as the feature back and then realizes, oh, damn, I got myself a good guy. This is a feature back for me. Let's just give him the football. And that may end up taking away from Bryce Young a little bit. Maybe more than Travion Henderson and what he's going to do with C.J. Stroud. But you're right, there is that mix there that you have to consider where it's really talented running back that's a Heisman candidate along with really talented quarterback that's also a Heisman candidate that can, you know, throw a wrench and chip away at some of that a little bit. All right, I know there's some upside quarterbacks you wanted to mention real quick, so I'm going to give you a chance to do that because these are the quarterbacks that are not at the very top here.
Yeah, absolutely. There's like somebody's like moving furniture above me right now. I don't know. I think it's like one of my kids. So if you hear that, that's what's going on. Like literally, like for the first time ever, I'm like, what's going on up there? You have two small kids. Anything's possible. I call this the upside quarterbacks. So these are like I just mentioned, like, it's quarterback award, guys who have crazy statistics sometimes. Can any of these players be that, or do we want to bet on any of them? And a small side note, if we finish this segment and I did not reference a player and you, the person listening, are interested in betting them to win the Heisman, I probably hate them. I probably don't think they can win. So, like, if I really liked them and thought they could win, we would have talked about them. Just keep that in mind. I could be wrong, and I could be missing, like, maybe a long shot or two that's, like, got some kind of 1% appeal to be amazing. But, like, if we didn't talk about it, I'm probably out. So just kind of keep that in mind. The upside quarterbacks are Anthony Richardson from Florida. Price is kind of all over the place. 25 at BetRivers. Quinn Ewers from Texas, 40. DJ from Clemson, 40. Tyler Van Dyke from Miami, 40. Cam Rising from Utah, 60. Now, interesting in this is Richardson and Cam Rising actually play each other in week one. Utah goes to the Swamp to play Florida. They're a small favorite in the game. So you got two kind of Heisman, not favorites, but like middle of the pack guys who think people think are interesting. Cam Rising, my biggest problem. Utah could win a million games. It has nothing to do with team success. It's the accumulation of eye-popping statistical games. I know the Rose Bowl was crazy, but like, look at all the other games, all 12. And I'm just like, really? Like, really? Like that, like we think that he's that? It just doesn't seem very likely to me, honestly. It's one of the reasons why he's 60. So like, they can win a bunch of games. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. And I don't think he's the guy I would bet early on. Tyler Van Dyke from Miami is going to like drive me crazy a little bit because I don't think they have enough for him to have crazy games. They play A&M in like week three of the season. So you have the opportunity to have like the show out game. A&M is going to be a tough play. They play at College Station. So it's just going to be, Kyle Field's going to be a madhouse. But like they lost their two best wide receivers. They brought in some guys. Cristobal sounds like he's really not happy with what's going on with like that group. Van Dyke's awesome. Everybody raves about him. But just like, again, first of all, are they going to go 10? Are they going to go 10-2 or better? I think that is a big question mark with this team. So team success right away is a huge question. But even in addition to that, like, is this the kind of offense year one and with a lot of new receivers? Like, is it all really going to click? And he's still only 40. Like, Clemson's way more likely to go 10-2. DJ's 40, just to be fair. So Tyler Van Dyke's a little interesting, but like can't get there on like that kind of season for the team or for him. And he's 40. Quinn Ewers, can we wait until he starts, please, to actually even have this conversation? Never bet him now. Hudson Card might start against UL Monroe, in which case he can't win. So we'll just put that to the side for a second. DJ, maybe, but like Cade Klubnik gonna play? If it's DJ from Notre Dame 2 years ago, I guess. Another guy I would think about betting before the year starts, because like, how could the stock be any lower? I mean, there's talk that he may not play in week two if he's terrible. He was also like the number one quarterback recruit 2 years ago, basically, or 3 years ago. So like, could be a buy. It's a little interesting. Haven't bet it yet. Thinking about it. Don't think I'm going to bet it, but like, I would hear the case for it for sure. And then the last guy is Anthony Richardson from Florida. I don't think you should bet him at a price like 25-1. But what I will say is there are very few players in the country who I think can have like those types of games statistically where you just go, what on earth was that stat line? Oh my God, that's amazing. He's one of them. There's not many that can do it. And he's one. Can the team win enough? I don't know. So I think there's like a couple intriguing guys there. Richardson and DJ maybe would be the two.
None of those quarterbacks entice me whatsoever. Baseball bets coming up next. You better you bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.